Today we're discussing the paper, Multilayered Memory Architectures for LLM Agents, an experimental evaluation of long-term context retention. This work sits squarely in the recent push to give LLM-based agents persistent long-term context so they can maintain continuity across sessions and complex tasks. We'll cover why long-term memory matters for agents, the high-level problem the paper targets, and what listeners should expect from this episode.
I'll set up Jamie to explain the technical approach and Mark to ground the discussion in deployment realities.
At a high level, the paper proposes a multi-layered memory approach that separates memory into different timescale stores, for example, short, mid, and long-term layers. The authors focus on retrieval strategies that decide when to read from or write to each layer and measure how well contextual information is retained over extended interactions. Their experimental evaluation targets long-term context retention rather than single-turn performance, which is the key novelty to watch for.
From a practitioner's view, long-term retention matters because real agents need to track user preferences, multi-step workflows, and historical context over days or weeks. That raises immediate operational questions around latency, storage costs, consistency across updates, and privacy or compliance constraints. We'll examine those trade-offs later in the show.
Thanks. That frames the problem clearly. I'll hand over to Jamie to unpack the method and the specific evaluation approach the authors used.
In the next segment, I'll explain the layered memory design in more detail and summarize how the paper measures retention and retrieval effectiveness across horizons. I'll also highlight which architectures the authors compare and what evidence they present for improved long-term retention without claiming specifics beyond their reported experiments.
And I'll follow by translating those findings into practical questions for deployment. Where this could help in production, what failure modes to expect, and which operational metrics you should watch. That will set up the deeper technical and practical analysis coming next.
The paper frames memory as multiple layers tuned to different timescales: a short-term layer for immediate context, a midterm layer for session-level memory, and a long-term store for persistent facts. Retrieval policies decide when to read from or write to each layer, balancing cost and relevance rather than treating all history uniformly. This layered design aims to preserve salient information over long horizons while avoiding cluttering short-term context. For evaluation, the authors focus on long-term context retention rather than single-turn accuracy, tracking how well relevant information is retrieved and how retrieval affects downstream task success across extended interactions. They use controlled interaction sequences to probe retention over increasing time spans and report retrieval effectiveness as part of task performance. That emphasis on horizon-aware evaluation is the core experimental contribution. In their comparisons, the authors contrast the multi-layered approach with simpler memory schemes and alternative retrieval heuristics, testing how different architectures propagate or forget information. They report qualitative and quantitative comparisons that isolate the impact of layering and retrieval strategy. The goal is to show which components actually enable longer retention under realistic interaction patterns. Overall, the paper reports consistent improvements in retaining relevant context over longer horizons when using the layered design and targeted retrieval policies. The evidence is presented across their benchmark scenarios, showing better maintenance of facts and preferences than the baselines they evaluated. They are careful to frame results in the scope of their experiments rather than universal claims.
That was a clear technical walkthrough. Layered stores with horizon-aware retrieval and experiments focused on retention rather than single-turn gains. I'll hand this to Mark to unpack what these findings mean when you try to run such a system in production. Mark, where does this help most in practice?
Practically, multi-layered memory is most useful for personalized assistants, long-running workflows like project management bots, and customer support agents that must remember histories across sessions. Those use cases gain from persistent facts and preferences without overloading prompt context. It's a natural fit where continuity directly improves task success or user experience. But there are clear operational constraints. Maintaining multiple stores increases storage and retrieval complexity, which impacts latency and cost. Consistency becomes harder when updates occur in different layers, and you must consider privacy or retention policies for long-term data. Those trade-offs often determine whether the approach is viable for a given product.
Given that, how should practitioners interpret the paper's reported improvements before committing to deployment? What failure modes should we anticipate and test for?
Expect failure modes like stale or conflicting memories, retrieval returning irrelevant or outdated facts, and cascading errors where one wrong recall pollutes future decisions. Before production, you need stress tests with long interaction traces, adversarial edits to memory, and varied user behavior to surface edge cases. Also, validate privacy and compliance by simulating deletion requests and retention policies across layers.
From the research side, useful monitoring signals include retrieval hit rate by horizon, degradation of task performance over time, and drift metrics comparing stored facts to ground truth. Ablation studies that disable or modify individual layers will show which layer contributes most to each use case. Those insights guide which components deserve engineering investment.
Operationally, plan safe fallback strategies where the agent admits uncertainty or re-asks the user when memory confidence is low, and tune policies for freshness versus cost by aging or compressing long-term entries. Monitor latency budgets and storage growth, and be ready to roll back aggressive retention policies if they create noise. These practical controls keep the system predictable while you test benefits in the field.
To summarize this segment, the paper argues layered memories plus targeted retrieval improve long-term retention in their experiments, which maps well to personalization and long-running workflows, but brings trade-offs in cost, latency, consistency, and privacy. The next step for teams is careful testing, monitoring retrieval and drift, and implementing conservative fallbacks before wide rollout.
For practitioners, key takeaways are clear. Plan for storage and latency trade-offs, set retention and privacy policies per layer, and run long-horizon stress tests before rollout. Also, instrument metrics for memory growth and cost, so decisions on compression or aging are data-driven.
From a research monitoring perspective, track retrieval hit rate by horizon, task performance decay over time, and fact drift against ground truth. Run ablations that disable layers to identify which layer drives gains for your specific use case.
Operationally, define fallback behaviors. Re-ask when memory confidence is low, or fall back to stateless logic to avoid compounding errors. Tune aging and compression to balance freshness against storage cost and audit requirements.
For evaluation, include adversarial edits, simulated deletions, and long interaction traces to expose stale or conflicting memories. Monitoring should surface conflict rates and the impact of retrieval errors on downstream decisions.
Start with a limited pilot, measure customer-facing KPIs and back-end signals, and be ready to roll back aggressive retention if it harms UX or compliance. Also, automate retention policy enforcement and include human review for sensitive data.
In short, apply careful testing, monitor horizon-specific retrieval metrics, and prefer conservative rollouts with clear fallbacks. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Arxiv LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.